Simon Bridges says everyday New Zealanders don't care about the Christchurch call and how it aims to eradicate online extremism and terrorism. The Christchurch call, led by Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, brings together governments and tech companies to try to prevent events like the live streaming of the Christchurch mosque terror attack from happening again. Muslim community advocate Gilad Meyer says Mr. Bridges' comments are dangerous and marginalise minorities.
It's almost dog whistling. It's really, really dangerous. It's as though you're backing up towards a segment of society that will actually literally translate that into actions. And we need to be careful. We need to ensure that we're not throwing people in harm's way. Those sorts of language is dangerous. We are New Zealanders, and I don't think we should be tainted as such.
As a New Zealander, does it make you feel included or does it make you feel excluded?
It definitely makes me feel excluded. It makes me question my sense of identity, my belonging, and whether I'm accepted here in Aotearoa.
So what do you say to Mr. Bridges then?
Please be careful before dropping words like everyday New Zealanders.
But the National Party says Talkfest won't prevent future attacks and New Zealanders are more concerned about the measles outbreak in education and roads. Simon Bridges joins us now. Good morning.
Kia ora.
Are you downplaying the concerns of some New Zealanders who are worried about extremism and terrorism, in particular minority groups that have been targeted?
Not at all. Look, the Christchurch attacks are heinous, awful, probably the most heinous and awful thing New Zealand has ever seen. I simply say that the Christchurch call hasn't achieved anything. It's been a talk fest, and I don't think that will change. I think it will be nebulous and feel good, but without any real effect. And the issue is, if you say that politics, and particularly government, is about where you put the focus and what you prioritise, I just think this is the wrong priority.
Well, what's changed?
Because you've got PMO, you've got DPMC, you've got agencies, MFAT, putting huge resource into this. When I say it should be on New Zealanders in New Zealand and the multitude of very serious issues.
Okay. What has changed since the aftermath of the shootings in your position?
Nothing's changed.
You're quoted in the Bay of Plenty Times on the 22nd of March as saying the big tech companies have a lot to answer for and their silence is deafening.
They may well do, but by the way, is Christchurch call going to achieve anything?
So were those words just hollow?
No, I tell you what is hollow. That's putting huge resource into this when right now in New Zealand we've got a measles epidemic, we've got homelessness.
Fair enough. Government will be held to account for its record on those issues. But Mr. Bridges, I just want to come back to the question. Are those comments that the big tech companies have a lot to answer for and their silence is deafening, are those comments, do you not mean them?
They are intrinsically related, because if you prioritise and resource up a Christchurch call, which ultimately, yeah, it's feel good, it's sort of nice, but it's nebulous and won't achieve anything, you're not focusing, you're not putting your time from the PM down on the issues that matter to New Zealanders.
Okay.
In New Zealand, we could argue to the cows come home.
Okay, let's move on to the next bit then.
Jack and Twitter and Facebook and all of these things and what changes may or may not be possible, that this will be some sort of protocol or something that will be already good and people will clap,
okay,
but nothing will change.
Mr. Bridges, so Scott Morrison, the Australian Prime Minister, someone who I know you have a lot of time for, he took this issue to the G7 and the G20 to win support for cracking down on terrorism and extremism online. Is he? Does he not care about everyday Australians?
He's not my responsibility. I'm a New Zealand politician.
Should he not be putting resources and effort into this effort either? If you're saying the Christchurch call is a talk,
I'm not going to do a Jacinda Ardern and start commentating on what Scott Morrison should or shouldn't do. She's done a bit of that over.
Well, you effectively have, Mr. Bridges, by questioning the Christchurch call, something he's made a priority and taken to the very top of the G20.
It's this simple. This is where the government from the Prime Minister's down absolute focuses at the moment. I know hundreds of hours are going into this, and MFAT and PMO and DPMC and possibly other agencies as well, when right now the raft of issues on you, there are hundreds of thousands of families that are deeply worried about a measles epidemic. The government doesn't seem to have any sort of focus on that.
Sure. And can New Zealanders be worried about multiple things at one time?
Yes, we can, but it is a question of focus and priorities. And I'm saying quite unequivocally to you, I think the Prime Minister has got those wrong.
Let's move on to China. Have you changed the positioning, the party's positioning when it comes to the relationship with China by talking in an interview about the Communist Party of China and praising the party rather than China?
No, not at all. It's a simple position. I actually think it's deliberately mischievous that these sort of points get made. We know this, right? They have a very different system than New Zealand. It is a system where, if we are blunt about it, the Communist Party is inextricably entwined with the administration of China and vice versa. I was asked about the Communist Party. My simple point was that party, which we may or may not have our views on, but has been in place and running China for 70 years, has had the most unprecedented economic transformation in world history. It has lifted hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of...
Well, to quote experts in the South China Morning Post, which has picked up this story, Mr. Bridges, it says Bridges took up the challenge of buttering up the party with obvious enthusiasm. He sounded like a paid-up party member. Jason Young, the director of New Zealand Contemporary China Research Centre, said the astonishment many New Zealanders experienced was due to Mr. Bridges referring to the country's relationship with the Communist Party. He appeared to drop a long-standing New Zealand convention that politicians speak with a New Zealand voice and appeared to speak about China as it is spoken in the state media.
I could find you, if I took the time and the trouble to do it, very similar comments to everything I've said from Helen Clark, from John Key, from Bill English. I couldn't be so sure about Jacinda Ardern or Winston Peters. None of this, and be very clear, makes me an apologist on China. I appreciate and understand deeply the differences we have on rule of law, on democracy, on human rights, and I made those points in the meetings that I was in. I was quite clear in every meeting that we have an independent foreign policy. Sometimes our close friends in America won't like that, and sometimes China will be unhappy.
But did you fall into a ploy by the Communist Party here and the media in question? Because now the headlines on Asian newspapers are that you are sycophantic towards the Chinese.
No, because look, in that interview, they did no more or less than you do, than every media outlet than this does. They played half of what I said. That's okay. That's life in the fast lane, if you like. I'm being clear with you today that I think, you know, it's really important senior politicians go up to China. It is our biggest economic relationship by a long way now. None of that means, though, that we have anything other than an independent foreign policy. And in the same interview, I made quite clear in relation to Hong Kong, I think the rule of law is important. I think that a peaceful protest is important. And I think that we want to see a peaceful resolution to those issues.
Sure. Simon Bridges, thank you very much for your time. Opposition leader.